Canoe Regatta coverage 2015. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, and we're joined by Brian Wally from Walton, New York. Brian will be competing today in boat A5 in the open stock aluminum endurance class with his brother Bill. And Brian, I had to say, I was intrigued and wanted to talk to you guys because you won the class last year in 9 hours and 2 minutes. And as I started to go back through the records, I noticed in 2013 you took second, 2012 you took third. So has this been kind of a process of you guys working your way up through the class and kind of going from there?
To be honest with you, no real process. It just happens to be one of those classes that unfortunately you don't get a lot of repeat entrants. My brother and I have done it for the last 3 years. There's another team out of Cooperstown that we kind of view ourselves, if we can keep up with them or keep ahead of them, we're doing good. Otherwise, it just seems like the aluminum class is a class that once you take a 70-mile trip down the river, you don't want to do it again. I guess we're a little bit competitive. We always want to do a little better each year, but really when it comes down to it, it's just getting to the end, getting to the finish, having a good time.
That team from Cooperstown last year, they are also in the race today, boat A2, Luke Banner and Todd Collier. You finished about half an hour ahead of them last year. Was that a surprise to you guys, or again, just one of those things in the aluminum class? You just get away sometimes, and that's how it goes.
I think last year we had a little better start off at Seagull Lake. Seems to be, the quicker you can get off the lake, the less congestion there is with the other canoes. You can make a little better time. Otherwise, yes, it was a surprise. I mean, we were happy how we finished.
Now, you and your brother, of course, Bill, is also from Walton. How's the chemistry in the boat with you guys? Obviously, you've put a lot of time into this, and it has to be fun to be out there with a family member like that.
Well, it's fun as long as I follow his instructions. there's times where we get a little grumpy at each other, but 95% of the time, it's just a good time on the river.
Now you have four finishes. You'll be going for your fifth here in this year's 70-miler. Is this something you see continuing to be an annual tradition as you prepare for every Memorial Day for maybe a 70-mile trip?
I think my brother and I would both like to continue it. I don't know how long we're going to be doing it together. He's got some kids that want to get into it, and so do I. So maybe in another year or two we might part ways but still be in the same class.
Now, as a local, of course, you're here from Walton, and you see people travel from all over, from different states and even different countries to come here for the 70-miler. But do you feel a sense of pride that this is a local event and you want to see the participation continue to be strong?
Definitely. It is something to be proud of. There isn't very many events like this in the area. Most of the teams that are coming in from Michigan, Wisconsin, Quebec, they're racing in the pro classes. They're a little different caliber than us. But, it's definitely something to be proud of.
You can find the Wally brothers today, Brian and Bill, from Walton in A5. That's the open stock aluminum endurance class. With the low water this year, it looks like, unless we get some rain on Memorial Day itself, it looks like the water could be pretty low. What are some of the challenges that presents to you and your brother?
It makes for a long day. We've been hitting the river, as often as we can, just scouting out tough areas, and we're going to scrape bottom quite a bit, and there's going to be a few places where you're going to have to get out and run down the riverbed, but hopefully we can keep it to a minimum. Definitely nicer to see a little bit higher water, just quicker finishing times. It's an easier day, but my brother keeps reminding me that everybody out there is paddling the same course.
You said you got to get out and scout a little bit. How many hours or how much practice time do you guys usually get in to prepare for the General Clinton?
Well, each year we keep thinking as soon as the ice breaks, we're going to get on the river, but that never happens. We've, in the past month, we try to get out a couple days a week for 3-4 hours a day, which is never enough, but it's better than nothing.
And, of course, again, you can find the Wally brothers, Brian and Bill, in boat A5 there from Walton, New York. Brian, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck in this year's 70-miler as you go for your fifth.
Thank you, Nate.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more Canoe Regatta coverage 2015 on WCDO.